Next, we'll report on some overseas adoptions gone wrong. These are adoptions or planned adoptions of pets. Buyers of purebred dogs may not know that some come from unregulated breeding mills overseas. Some of those imported dogs are showing up sick and dehydrated at major airports. In Los Angeles, one recent shipment of puppies from South Korea got the city's attention, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Hundreds of animal lovers, many wrapped in blankets to keep warm, lined up on a chilly morning in front of LA's East Valley Animal Shelter. As the doors opened, the masses filed in for a chance to bid on 10 miniature purebred puppies.
People, one person per family, please. We can't fit everybody.
The puppies, 5 mini Maltese and 5 tiny Yorkies, were part of a shipment of 30 dogs seized last summer at LA's International Airport. 20 either died or had to be euthanized after the long journey from a South Korean puppy mill. The 10 survivors were turned over to the city shelter and 5 months later are now ready for adoption.
Everybody get a donut?
LA Animal Control General Manager Ed Boakes was thrilled at the turnout. City law requires him to hold an auction when more than one person wants an animal.
I want to begin with a few facts that you won't commonly hear from your local pet store with respect to where animals, puppies just like this, can oftentimes go for $3,500 or more.
Boak says the 10 mini purebreds arrived with forged health certificates. The documents put their age at 5 months when they were actually only 5 weeks old.
These puppies are the product of a cruel, factory-style dog breeding operation that produces animals with chronic health problems, temperament issues, and hereditary defects. So our message to all of you this morning is buyer beware.
Puppy mills began proliferating overseas about 5 years ago, at about the same time U.S. authorities started cracking down on unscrupulous domestic breeders. Tom Sharp of the American Kennel Club says that's when he started seeing bulldogs arriving from Russia and Yorkies from South Korea. With the help of the internet, Sharp says dishonest pet stores and breeders could easily get cheap puppies overseas.
That way they don't have to be inspected by the different organizations and the governments here in the U.S., and they can avoid all of the requirements that we have here.
Right now, the only federal requirement an importer has to follow is proof of a current rabies vaccine, documentation that is easily forged. Federal regulators say that rule was written at a time when the only dogs coming into the U.S. were companion pets. But Nina Morano of the Center for Disease Control says Congress just passed a law banning the importation of dogs for resale under 6 months old. But Morano says it will take at least 2 years before the ban will be enforced.
We can try to regulate our way out of it, but there needs to be a lot more public education around the demand that is being created for these puppies.
Quiet in the room, please.
That demand was high for LA's puppy mill survivors.
The high bid here is $1,100, and the last three numbers are 626.
Debbie Geringer had the winning ticket.
I was really lucky, and I'm happy, so happy. And I will take care of it so much, and it will have a beautiful home.
All 10 of the purebred puppy mill survivors got new homes, as did 52 other pets from the shelter. In all, Los Angeles Animal Services raised more than $20,000 and got their message out, adopt, don't shop. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.